The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Reminding me of yesterday. So stuck on bringing me down. You should know by now that I'm not sticking around. Let it go. Let it
Balls and Chains. Oh, there's a way to begin Tuesday morning. Ken Kessler. When is Jennifer back?
Well, I think she's back on Thursday.
Not till Thursday. Everybody else is back today. It's the day after Labor Day. It is the 2nd of September. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, with interviews in front of us of these three Americans who have been held in North Korea. They are asking for help. They've been incarcerated. There are any number of Americans. I don't. These three together. How many do we know, Kenny? In a general manner of speaking, how many Americans are held captive in North Korea?
I'm not sure that we do know. I don't think so. I haven't seen any numbers.
Anyway, there are three who were interviewed. The prisoners apologizing for violating the laws and asking Washington the laws in North Korea. I'm sorry, South Korea. Well, wait a minute. No, the interview was in a South Korean newspaper, but the North Koreans are the ones who have these Americans that were granted news organization interviews. That's the story from top to bottom. The three had been interviewed before in orchestrated television appearances, as you can imagine, expressing contrition, asking our country for help, because they are Americans. So what do we do to help them? You can say they're dummies because they went. Remember, we had a story last year or the year before when some Americans went from Iraq into Iran. They got captured, and we were all wondering the same thing. What the heck are you doing in Iraq on a vacation, and you stray across the border into Iran? What are you, nuts? And the same thing can be said for these Americans, although they weren't there on vacation. The North Koreans using them, as you might expect, as bargaining leverage to pressure the United States into having a conversation with the North Koreans because they're basically shut off because of their own actions. Yeah, they have been involved in missile activities, nuclear weaponry, that kind of stuff. The kid who runs the country is a whack job. We all know the Dennis Rodman stories. How come they didn't capture him? Why isn't he behind bars? Apparently, Kim Jong-Nung-Bung-Lung likes basketball. Little short banana that he is. There's always that. People who have physical limitations always seem to either resent or respect those who can do what they wish they could do, but they can't. Can you ever notice that psychologically?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, of course they've been coached. Of course they've been coached. So the message first from Jeffrey Fowle, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, F-O-W-L-E, one of the Americans detained in North Korea, sending this to his family in Ohio. Matthew Miller also on the interview, Kenneth Bay, all asking for U.S. intercession. So what do you think we ought to do? 888-302-3684, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter @goodday, email to Ken or Doug at DougSteffen.com. Mr. Bay is a Christian missionary arrested after having arrived in the North late in 2012, sentenced to 15 years at hard labor for his anti-state crime of trying to build an undercover network in North Korea to push the Christian message. Yeah? Mr. Abay complained in the interview of failing health, diabetes, backaches, and high blood pressure. He's had that problem for quite a while. So, and then this Fowle, who's a municipal worker, went into North Korea in April on a tourist visa. Why would you go to North Korea on a tourist? Why would you want to go there? He left a Bible behind in a hotel. That's why he was arrested. They don't want people over there proselytizing. I've never pronounced that right. That's how you pronounce it, right? Proselytizing? Spreading the word.
I think so.
Yeah. So, he's in jail with this guy, Bay. He's from Miamisburg, Ohio. Has three children and a wife. Why are you stupid enough? I think that's just what it is. Is it arrogance or it won't happen to me kind of thinking? Everybody knows you don't go to North Korea. So, but then the other side of that is we help so many people. What, are we going to let them rot? Mr. Miller is the third among this group, entered North Korea also this year. He shredded his tourist visa upon arrival, demanded asylum. He was arrested for unruly behavior. So, that's their story. Do we know whether that story is correct or not? If that's the case, why help him? A lot of Americans would say. Right? Why help him?
Yeah.
He goes in there and shreds his documentation proving that he's an American, and then now he hasn't liked the way things have turned out, so, I'm sorry. At that age, maybe he doesn't have enough life experience. You forgive him, give him the benefit of the doubt, and then go get him. Anyway, that's sort of the that's sort of the wraparound of this. North Korea had released detained Americans when former President Clinton made trips to ask for several releases. State Department has advised Americans not to travel to North Korea. Duh. It blows one's mind. But then when you think about it, I guess we all need to forgive and help. That's why we're here. We're here to help. But it certainly doesn't help when you have no common sense. And that's part of, it seems to me, going into this country. Anyway, what to do? Any suggestions? Go ahead, Kenny.
Well, I was going to say, and the problem is that if we, drop everything to help these three, then it just teaches somebody else, well, hey, there's no risk involved. I'll go, and if I get caught, I'll just beg for them to come get me, and they'll come save me.
Yeah, no, not a smart thing. 14 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Berg, I'll tell you what is a smart thing. The Good Day Goody Department. If you go to DougSteffens.com, you will see the picture of the mug and then the link to the official site for Good Day merchandise at DougSteffens.com. The Good Day Goody Store. Click on the Good Day logo on Facebook. It'll bring you to the same place, the Good Day Goodies Store, where you'll find all kinds of things you can wear. Some of the things we have for you with the Good Day logo. You have tote bags you can use to carry your things around. There are cups, there are mugs, there are keychains. There are things that are representative of the people and the events on this program. So if you'd like to have some Good Day goodies, get a 20% discount on every item in the store at DougSteffens.com. Click on the mug, and then you'll see the information there about what's there, how much it costs, items shipped in a day, 30-day money-back guarantee. And I think what we're doing is working on some things for my darling Charlotte to commemorate or memorialize her. She's doing a better. Last Monday, she had a little bit of a TIA, and she's not walking quite as well, but she's got lots of strength and lots of zest. She likes being here and wants to keep cooking. So there are things from the farm as well, Eastley Farm. So all kinds of things. If you like this sort of stuff and you feel good about what goes on, you just kind of want to have it around as a conversation piece, help yourself. Good Day Goodies at DougSteffens.com.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack. Got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh? Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita. Morning win.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is really, really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Buster. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
You're the type who likes to seize the day. All 30 of them during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times the Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a special savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Make it a great weekend with Pepsi, Hefty Supreme plates, and Bounty paper towels, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club today to get your savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so it's 18 to change after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Today is August the 33rd. Oh, wait a minute. Huh? Yeah, what? Huh? Where? Who? What did he say? August the 33rd. Christmas is August the 147th. By the way, for those of you who are looking forward to Christmas already, now Labor Day is done. What's the next holiday? Isn't there another holiday in September? Other than the Jewish holidays, isn't there some other holiday in September? There's too many of them. I was talking about this yesterday when we were on the air. Just too many holidays that are meaningless. And I don't even know that people appreciate Labor Day anymore, frankly. So the next meaningful holiday, we could have Veterans Day, November 11th, then there's Thanksgiving, and then there's Christmas. And then it's the new year, and it'll be spring soon.
Yes, then we'll be back here again.
Yeah, we'll be back here complaining about how quickly the summer went. There is word today for those people who are continuing to be concerned, and there's reason for concern about Ebola. The researchers in Japan have been working on a project to develop a test. It only takes 30 minutes. It seems to me that the tools are there with that ZMAP. The ZMAP is an inoculation to get rid of it. Deals with Ebola. Pretty much everybody who's taken it has gotten over it, I think, Kenny, right? If they've taken it in time. The Japanese researchers are developing a test so that people over there or wherever can be tested quickly and given the ZMAP, and then this thing would get quelled. But right now, it's still a very serious problem. 21 after the hour on the Good Day program.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
September, there were two versions of this song, normally in each hour of the Good Day, for about this time during each hour. They have some musical reference to things that either have taken place, some nice pleasant memory of a good song or two. What memories does this song evoke? You back to school with me. Anyway, this is the version of this song, See in September, that was the most popular by the Happenings. But as the College of Musical Knowledge has taught me, there were more than one version of this song. In fact, as you shake out the cobwebs today, are you ready for this? Those of you who are listening around New York, around L.A., around Chicago, around San Francisco, around Dallas, around Houston, around Philadelphia, Atlanta. I like the other one. Am I going to go back? I forgot. Who is it that, who did this version? The Happenings did the first one. The Tempos. That's right, too. Most everybody's forgotten about them. But who can forget the Happenings? This is the one to click on, Mike, Michael. Weekend over, things are starting to move faster again. You'll notice that today when you drive to work, more traffic. It's amazing. It's just like somebody turned a switch off on the 4th of July, and now they turned it back on this morning. So be aware of that as you're looking for a way to be late for work and make an excuse. There you go. That's your excuse. The essence of people, news about people, Eugenie Bouchard. Am I pronouncing that name right? Number seven seeded Eugenie Bouchard needed a medical timeout, was beaten 7-6-6-4 by Ekaterina Makarova. Is that the right? That she was 17th seeded, and Bouchard was seventh in the U.S. Open. Hot, hot, hot. So those Russians are at it again, probably paid off by puking Putin, right? Damn,
right. Of course.
Joan Rivers. A lot of people have been talking about her over the weekend. Doctors began taking her out of her coma last night. She was rushed to Mount Sinai. You may remember this last Thursday after a throat procedure. She stopped breathing, shocked. Dr. Ken Kronhaus says that she's showing every sign, doesn't know this for a fact, but showing every sign of having some sort of heart ailment. We'll ask Dr. Ron Hoffman about that when he visits with us in the next half hour. Good news for those of you who are Carrie Underwood fans. She and Mike Fisher, who plays for the NHL, chose Labor Day to announce they're expecting their first child. They posted an announcement on their social media accounts. She's 31 years old, won American Idol, has won 6 Grammys, sold 15 million albums, first woman to twice win the Academy of Country Music's Entertainer of the Year, co-hosting the upcoming Country Music Association Awards with Brad Paisley. And Fisher is a 34-year-old center for the Nashville Predators. I'm going to guess that's a football team. Should I guess that? It's a hockey team. Oh, that's right, because he's
hockey,
an NHL player. Duh. Nice going, Doug. Well, Jennifer's not here to correct me on anything having to do with hockey. Speaking of Jennifer, how many people are following the Time Warner Cable Comcast deal? Netflix has gotten into the middle of it, and because of Netflix, regulators are looking at reasons to not approve the deal, which may be good news for a lot of you who are Time Warner. Well, maybe not. It's lousy. 28 past the hour. Good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie. Coming right up on this, the 40th anniversary of his resignation, how does Richard Nixon's Watergate reverberate still in today's politics?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for the couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance of coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Christie. Given that this is the 40th year since Nixon's resignation over Watergate and Rick Perlstein's book about it, how does the scandal of Watergate reverberate still in today's politics?
I think obviously it changed the dynamic somewhat between the public and the presidency and the media, the press, and the White House as well. I think that prior to Nixon, you had a fairly deferential media concerning the White House. Afterwards, not so much. But in many ways, I think things haven't really changed. There might be the kind of florid corruption and, you know, slush funds and stuff that Nixon had, but that kind of behavior has just been legalized now. Now we have PACs.
I think Brother Reagan largely had it right, the end of the innocence of the press corps and the president of the United States forever changed then. I mean, you can look at JFK and his infidelities and his infirmities. You can look at FDR and, of course, the braces that he had on his legs and the fact that they raised the Oval Office desk, the Resolute desk, to hide those from the American people. And I think the focus has changed. So now it's no longer just looking at the actions of one particular actor, the President of the United States, but now we're looking at political action committees, super PACs. Huh. The way that money has influenced the political process has corrupted.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy to be along. This is my 27th. Is this my 27th Labor Day doing a Good Day program? Oh, no, it doesn't. That's the 27th year starts next month. A month from now. So this is my 26th day after Labor Day program. It's a day after Labor Day celebration, not celebration. Although I'll try to sell you some stuff during the course of the program. You can be sure of that. Gotta pay those bills. Keep Kenny happy. I'm not so worried about Michael, but let's keep everybody going. I have read no fewer than 9 different stories in the past 2.5 hours since I've sort of become aware that today was a day I had to get back. Well, every day I have to get up and get going. And so as I look at the FBI now investigating these nude photo hacks, we have a story at DougSteffen.com about the FBI investigating the hacking of these celebrity phones, the release of nude photos of these celebrities, and they include images of Oscar winner Jennifer Lawrence exploiting weaknesses in an online image storing platform. Could you tell the audience, Kenny, how that might take place? Are we talking about cloud?
Yes, or cloud.
We're talking about cloud. All right, so what happens and what do people who have cloud have to learn from this? People who are using cloud to put intimate photos of themselves up to share with whomever, what do they need to be concerned about? Worried is maybe another word, I suppose, but be thinking about before you do something like this so you don't get yourself into a jam like these. Oh, I don't know what's the jam about. Some people like looking at nude pictures of Jennifer Lawrence. So how do you avoid this?
The simple way to avoid it is, right.
Yeah.
This happens all the time. People post their stuff, whether it's on the cloud, whether they send it and they think it's just a private email or private message. If you put your personal information, your personal property out there on the internet somewhere, people are going to find it, and they're always looking, especially with celebrities, they're always looking for that kind of stuff. So they're always trying to hack in, and they may not have known what they were going to find on this particular cloud, but once they started finding stuff, you know, here's Kate Upton, here's Jennifer Lawrence, you know,
help yourself, boys and girls.
Yeah, absolutely.
Help yourself.
There's probably going to be money there, too.
Kate Upton, also nude among the celebrities. The feds are involved. Why would the feds get involved in this? This is a private matter. Why do the feds? It's called, by the way, the image sharing site is called 4chan. Why would there are a lot of people who are perplexed by the cloud. It's great that people like her PR, Jennifer Lawrence, the PR person, goes, this is a flagrant violation of privacy. Okay, yeah, that's fine. They will prosecute anybody who posts the stolen photos. So who's going to prove, how are they going to prove who's doing that?
Well, I think in the case, especially of Jennifer Lawrence, who is an actress but not a model, there aren't any legal naked pictures of her out there. So anything that shows up would be stolen.
All right. So, and there's a lot of it, apparently, showing up. So the FBI would have what jurisdiction?
Well, I think it's telecommunications, and it's a national thing, because this is the same person or group who hacked into multiple accounts.
Well, so, but are they worried about it from national security? I mean, why should the FBI be involved? I don't want the FBI involved in chasing people around just because they did some sharing of photos of nude celebrities. What I want the FBI doing is finding out maybe this is what they're doing. I'm asking. I'm not declaring criticism, but I want to know if they're doing it, what the reason for them being involved, if it's national security or they can mask it. I mean, who knows? Maybe the FBI wanted to, somebody there wanted to get their rocks off, and they're looking at the pictures of Jennifer Lawrence and Kate Upton and whoever else is there. There's a lady named Ariana Grande. I don't know who she is.
Pop singer.
Is she? Okay.
She's a pop singer, yeah.
Leaked photos on her. Victoria Justice is a singer. Michaela Maroney is an Olympic gymnast. So why do these people all have nude photos of themselves? Who are they sharing them with? I suppose it's none of my business, though, right?
Yeah, but this happens. I hate to say that you just shouldn't take them then, and you probably shouldn't, because this happens all the time. You hear about somebody's naked photos being hacked and found and shared.
Yeah.
But the FBI is involved because it's across state lines, multiple instances of the same thing. So there's no jurisdiction for local police.
I love the FBI's official statement. Quote, the FBI is aware of the allegations concerning computer intrusions and the unlawful release of these photos. Good for you.
We'll be taking them into evidence.
Yeah. Code for, ooh, did you see that picture of that tennis player or the gymnast? Ooh, ah. All right, so what should people be concerned about that are using the cloud? You've gone through here, but I just want to underscore, if you're using the cloud to share photos, know that you're not safe. It's not safe.
It's just like posting, when you think that it's private on Facebook, if you have it just so your family can see, and you post a picture there, it's still could get out very easily. If you post anything somewhere like that, it could very easily, if somebody wants
to. So the answer to the question, should cloud users be worried? The answer is, yeah, if you put something up there that you don't want other people to see,
right,
other than the people you want to see it.
That's the key. If you don't want other people to see it, you shouldn't put it up there.
Right. Yeah. So Apple says also it is actively investigating this hack. It offers two-factor authentication on iCloud accounts, but doesn't advertise it well, according to one security researcher. So what does that mean, two-factor authentication? The hackers had to get through two layers in order to get to these pictures?
Yeah, basically kind of like a double password.
Huh. Is that common? I don't know of any account that I have that has a double password. But
I don't know how common that is, but if it's a determined hacker, they're gonna look at it as a challenge, and sure, let's do it.
Uh-huh. Michaela Maroney, one of the people who were hacked, who is she? She's the gymnast. Okay. I got it. She said the fake photos of me are crazy. I was trying to rise above it all and not give the creator the time of day, but she felt like she needed a tweet about it. Here's Mary Winstead, who says she's an actress, took to Twitter to indicate that the photo of her was real. To those of you looking at photos I took with my husband years ago in the privacy of our home, hope you feel great about yourselves. Huh? That's legitimate, right?
Yeah.
So, even, by the way, so this is what I guess I'm sort of caught on here, Kenny. If you've deleted these photos from your phone, they've been uploaded to the cloud. Can they be uploaded to the cloud without your knowing it? Or do you have to get it to the cloud, and if you delete them from your phone, they're still up on the cloud?
Well, it depends. It depends how you have your settings on your phone. Because some people have it so that everything that they do on their phone automatically gets saved to the cloud, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't think about changing that when they take photos that they wouldn't want anyone else to see.
Okay, so here's the thing. I would go back to 2012 when a Florida man was convicted of doing this, and he got 10 years in the slammer. He pled guilty to hacking into email accounts and things like this with photos of celebrities compromising photos. Scarlett Johansson was one of them. Mila Kunis was another. Christina Aguilera. So he got 10 years in the slammer. So I said, you know, these people have nothing to worry about. No, they don't, unless they get caught.
Right.
And apparently there are severe penalties for this, which I guess is appropriate. I always, when I see stuff like this, I want to compare them to penalties for manslaughter or murder or, you know, there are people who have killed people who have stayed in jail less than 10 years. So if you're a hacker, apparently it's more dangerous or society feels more strongly about that than they do having you kill somebody. I wonder about that a little bit. Let's think about that one for a moment. As a matter of fact, a lot of things to think about. Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us with the latest on Joan Rivers in a matter of moments. This is Tuesday. It's not Monday. Tuesday, good day.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a special savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Make it a great weekend with Pepsi, Hefty Supreme Plate, and Bounty Paper Towels, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club today to get your savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
It's got big pens for a dollar, so cool. Compass for 50 cents, way. And a 16-gig flash drive for $7. I got a muffa about it. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got big pens for $1, a comp book for 50 cents, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to stores. Staples.com for details.
I have a story about a product that I have started using called Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors affiliated with Yale University. 16 times more powerful than the krill oil that you buy in the superstore. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and to lower the triglyceride levels in as short a period as 30 days, delivers more than 91% pure omega-3. It sharpens your mind, makes your mood better, your memory better. The makers of Omax 3 are so confident that you will see and feel these amazing benefits, they're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. You just cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call the number now, 800-316-7918, and tell them that Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure, a free 30-day supply at 800-316-7918.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh,
wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of like Halloween in the Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be responsible.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
I was so stuffed up at the fall festival. I couldn't smell the apple cider or enjoy the hayride. Then I tried Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant. It starts working in 1 hour and lasts for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now, fall is truly breathtaking again.
Allegra D. Defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
14 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We have four really excellent doctors associated with this program. One of my favorites is Dr. Ron Hoffman, who produces the Intelligent Medicine newsletter every week. You can sign up for that by going to his website, which is you don't have to elaborate. Go too far. It's drhoffman.com with two F's, okay? drhoffman.com. So Joan Rivers in New York. I don't know if you've ever seen her as a patient, but I'm wondering.
Yeah, she actually was on my radio station. I used to broadcast right up next to her.
Yes.
And she did the show that preceded mine on weeknights.
Yeah, right.
And she is the nicest person in person. She is just delightful. And you don't see a trace of that acerbic sarcasm that characterizes her act.
Right. So she's now being taken out of this coma. When you first saw this, what did you think, and what do you think and or know about what's going on with her? A lot of people want to know, just because if you're having elective surgery or something like this, this is pretty normal. Done thousands, tens of thousands of times a day when people get, I had it done to me in May, and you know, I never even thought of it. You go to sleep for a while, they stick the television camera down your throat, look around, see what's there. That's how I found out the little ulcer in my stomach was there. But she must have something, or Ken Kronhaus, who's here with me, as you know, said he thought that there's a heart condition here, and that's what would cause this. You agree with that?
That might be the case. But, you know, I wonder, first of all, outpatient surgery, it's a big trend. It's expanded enormously over the past decade. Now, there are up to 50 million outpatient surgeries done out of the hospital, but at places where supposedly there's a crash cart, there's all kinds of resuscitative capability
cart?
There.
A crash cart? What is it?
A crash cart means, you know, when there's a, you know, code blue, like on the TV show, and they rush to pump your chest. You know, they have all the materials in there, the drugs, the things to resuscitate you, you know, the cardioverter that shocks your chest. All that stuff should be there, emergency equipment in place.
Right.
And yet, there was a lapse. And she, for a period of time, her brain was deoxygenated. We don't know for how long. What was the procedure that she was undergoing? Was it an essential procedure, or was it, quote, an elective procedure? In other words, they now have procedures for people whose voice sounds old. It's called a voice lift.
And, you know,
Certainly she, and certainly Joan was no stranger to cosmetic procedures.
No.
You know, she, whatever her lines was, you know, when I die, they're going to donate my body to Tupperware. You know, I've had so many plastic surgeries.
Uh-huh.
So was she getting general anesthesia? Was she taking a medication like Michael Jackson took when he overdosed? Propofol is used very commonly. Sometimes the elderly are more susceptible to the effects of that, you know, and maybe she got too much. Maybe there was an inexperienced anesthetist. Maybe an MD wasn't administering anesthesia like is usually the case in the hospital. These are details that will emerge. Now, they're thawing her out, because to slow down her brain deterioration, they put her in a deep freeze, which is what, you know, they do to people who have very severe brain injuries. They gave her hyperthermia. They kept her body at a very low temperature, but they have to thaw her out now, bring up the temperature gradually, and then they're going to see, then they're going to have experienced neurologists possibly today go to the bedside, do tests, look into the pupils of her eyes, try and see if she's responsive. The question is, how much is left? How much damage has occurred? Will she be the same old Joan, or will she be, you know, virtually a vegetable?
All right, quick mention of your Evolution of Medicine Summit. This is online at drhoffman.com.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. That's a great way for your audience to participate in everything that's going on in complementary medicine. Check out drhoffman.com. Great speakers.
Right. Dr. Ron Hoffman, my pleasure to have him here on the Tuesday Good Day program.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Sounds like All right, let's get to Tech Talk time, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, every day at this time, dealing with the bunk or debunking of things. We've already actually spent a good deal of time talking about technology, i.e. what to look out for so that somebody doesn't hack nude photos of you, Kenny. I know that you've put up a lot of nude photos in your time of yourself on the cloud. And I know a lot of people are going to be looking at those. Michael, get away from those pictures of Kenny. They're all.
Yeah, that's so wrong.
Need some privacy. The Shelley Palmer report, which normally occurs here, apparently, because we get them a day after he does them, he took yesterday off. So we had Shelley here yesterday, but we don't have him here today, which seems rather rude on his part. But at any rate, we have some other information, which is technologically oriented for those of you who are technologically gifted, and for those of you who are like me, technologically dumkas. So we'll get to having some fun around the Super Bowl. Yep, Labor Day's over. We're already talking first games. Didn't the first games take place this past weekend, the first games that count? In the season, or is tonight? When does that actually all start, Kenny?
I think it did start over the weekend.
Yeah, I think it does. We are neither of us football fans, as you can tell. Michael, why aren't you saving us? This Thursday is the first
game? This Thursday, first game.
Really? I thought that was over late.
No, it was college football that started this past weekend.
Ah, okay, big college football. Okay, anyway, so let's get off of that and on to technology with a report that is connected to football in just a moment here on Good Day.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
It's got big pens for $1, so full compass for 50 cents, way, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. I got a muffa about it. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got big pens for $1, a comp book for 50 cents, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to stores. Staples.com for details.
And now, Katy Perry.
Imagine going on stage without any guitars, or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed. That's why Staples is donating $1 million to the cause.
Join Katy Perry and donate at staples.com/make-roar-happen.
Okay. I, yesterday, was faffing around because it was Labor Day. I was looking at things that people find strange or interesting about Labor Day. We all know what Labor Day is supposed to be about. But I wonder how many of you thought that your United States Department of Labor on Labor Day announced the creation of the review of the origins of the labor movement. There's a lot of words there. The social impact, that is using social media to recount the history of the prosperity that has come to our country because of those who have labored in its behalf. Does that sound like a lot of biz speak? Is that a lot of gobbledygook? Technology?
A little bit.
Government? Okay. So, just for fun, the government has posted a list of buzzwords, droppings that ought to be banned. This is how your tax dollars are being spent, folks. Your tax dollars at work. The Labor Department has issued a list of words that should be banned from business meetings. All right? You ready? This is
okay.
All right. Now, who knows how many millions of dollars were spent to come up with this list. These are words that ought not to be used. For example, engagement. Engagement. These are not, this is not a good business word. Using it in a sentence without defining it ought to be criminalized, so says the U.S. Department of Labor. Big data. Large data sets come structured and unstructured. They can be mixed and matched by data wranglers. Good God, who ever heard of a data wrangler? You ever hear of a data wrangler?
No.
Big data can be cleaned by algorithms, mined, sliced, diced, and this is big data. You use big data in a meeting, someone may actually ask you about the data set. Let's see here. Programmatic is another word that ought not to be used. Nobody understands what that means. I don't understand what that means. I don't understand any of this stuff. But you can check out the Labor Department has listed this at DOL, DepartmentofLabor.gov.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.